Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening. Top story, a Senate standoff continues over the woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault in the 1980s when both were in high school. Fox's Rachel Sutherland updating developments on the story from Washington with a deadline now set for the woman and her attorney. And I guess, are there signs this morning that she may agree to come forward and talk or give written testimony by Monday?
No, there's no signs of that yet. Yeah, 10 a.m. tomorrow, Christine Blasey Ford has to decide whether she's going to take Republicans up on their offer for this Monday hearing. They've also offered to fly out to her to California or really anywhere around the globe, but her lawyer says that Republicans are acting in bad faith and that they're rushing to a hearing. She, of course, wants a FBI investigation into her allegations, but at this point, that looks like it would need to be directed by the White House, and it doesn't look like there's an appetite there to do that. So at this point, you know, the clock is ticking, and she has to make a decision.
So do we see a vote coming out of Senate Judiciary Committee by Friday or Monday?
It could. If she decides not to come, there have been some on the panel that have been calling to go ahead and let's, you know, move forward and vote on this. One of them, Senator Lindsey Graham, weighing in on that and saying they need to go ahead and take a vote. It's curious to see, though, what would happen after that if they got Kavanaugh out of committee. Would she then try to come and testify, and what would Republicans do before a vote before the full Senate? There are a lot of different scenarios that could play out.
If both parties hold, then the confirmation would happen, but are there any squishy GOP lawmakers who are signaling that they may be a no vote even without her testimony?
Well, there's a lot of people who aren't really signaling. I mean, there's Senator Susan Collins of Maine, a moderate who's seen as a kind of a swing vote. She says she really wants Dr. Ford to come and testify, but she's not really saying how she would vote. So there are some key votes out there, and you can't unring a bell. The allegations are out there whether or not she comes to testify.
Washington insider Jamie Dupree continues our team coverage in the News 104.5 WOKV app. You can hear more from Rachel throughout the day in Washington as we update weather and traffic.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.